There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Witness the colossal boxing showdown nobody expected. Live on Netflix. International superstar Jake Paul, the sport's most watched fighter, takes on Britain's two-time unified heavyweight world champion and Olympic gold medalist, Anthony A.J. Joshua, in the most dangerous and defining matchup of their careers. This is Judgment Day. Watch Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua, Friday, December 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on Netflix.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, this is a very special, podcast because this will be the last one. I will do some next week, but this will be the last one that Al does in 2025, which is going to be weird. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. I did a, for those of you watching on video, for the handful of you, I'm looking through my, I tweeted as the final podcast of the year for me.
Yeah.
I was looking at, like, let's do a Q&A.
Okay.
Ask Al and Jerry anything. And I got a lot of responses.
Oh, I like that.
So I want to go through some of them.
Yes. I will do them next week.
Okay.
I don't know about all four, but I will, well, definitely not four because Christmas is on Wednesday?
Christmas Thursday.
Thursday. And I probably won't do one Christmas Eve. I'll probably do one Monday and Tuesday next week. So,
all right.
Yeah, you know, we'll do that.
Here's one from James Deal, Jerry, to get us started.
All right.
Would you still work at WFAN if they moved the offices to Suffolk County, Long Island?
I mean, I would have to. I mean, I'm not ready to just walk away unless they fired me.
So you'd have to move, though, right? Or you would drive?
No.
I don't even know where Suffolk County is.
I'd probably drive. I don't either. It's Long Island somewhere. I mean, the hours are good enough to where even if it's... I don't know where Suffolk County is. I'm thinking it's way out on Long Island. But it is, I drove to Astoria from Brick. So where I'm at to Suffolk, what it is.
I probably would not be able to stay here.
I would agree with that. I would agree. I'm going to put in the most popular town in Suffolk County. Is that a good one?
That's a good one, Jerry. Popular and town. Then you can see how far away it is from
here. I am. So the most popular county they're saying in Suffolk County is Brookhaven.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm going to map.
How long it would take us to commute from Brookhaven.
Well, it's going to be longer. You're going to have to tack on what for you? About, would you say a half hour?
Half hour.
From me. I'm saying.
Oh, yes. From That's you, all I yes. Mean. 30 minutes. 35
all right, so
minutes.
Directions to... I'm going to do, let's see. What do you think this is going to be?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know where Suffolk County is.
What'd I say? Brookhaven, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to just do, let's see what this comes out to. To Brookhaven. All right. And the answer is, oh, smokes. That's a no.
How far away
That's
is
not
it?
Happening. To Brookhaven, from where I live, it is 102 miles.
102 miles, yeah.
That's that'd be too a rough much. Way. It's 2 hours without traffic.
Yeah, my commute is only 50-something miles, and it takes me an hour 10.
Yeah, no, it's, so that would have to we'd be, out. That'd be a no.
All right, here's that Derek Nelson has two questions. I'm going to do his second question first.
Okay.
Do you expect Evan to drop his Craig Light act when he's back in middays?
How am I supposed to answer that?
I'll answer it this way. Once you get influenced by somebody, whether you work with them, whether you were a listener of them, it is impossible to get that out of your...
So you think it's what he's become then?
Yeah.
Well, kind of like he never did the whole bro thing until he worked with Joe every day. That is very true.
Listen, I listened to Howard Stern for 30 years. I worked with Ron and Fez. I worked with Craig. Some of what I'm doing here, I hear Craig in sometimes. When
I hear
yelling
a lot of
something.
Howard Stern in you.
Yeah, the way I'm yelling at something.
Your dislike for everything.
Yeah, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. So Evan can't get that out of him. It's in there now.
That's fair.
Right?
That's a good way to answer it.
His second question, this is Derek Nelson. Do WFAN executives view success through the lens of social media engagement over doing a good show?
You'd have to ask them. I have no idea.
I would say no. I'd say number one is do a good radio show. But they are very big on, you have to be in this day and age, if you're a media company, you have to have engagement on social media.
To some degree, sure.
That's why I think sometimes it's tough because, you know, the social media guy, Tom Izzo, he wants crazy strong takes that he can chop up into little sound bites to get hits. But you can't do that for 4 hours on a radio show.
No, and you also can't do it every day.
And you can't do it every day.
It becomes noise after a while.
So really what has to happen is you have to do your radio show as if you're just doing a radio show, I think. And then it's the job of the guy like Tom Izzo, the digital guy, to find in those 4 hours... Here's what would work on social media.
Sure, what's going to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Does that sound right?
I would say so. That's different to me than social media engagement. I mean, to me, that sounds more like who's got the most followers, who when they post something gets a lot of traction on what they post, as opposed to what the digital team's job is. But that also goes to who's sellable and who's not, and who is actually generating opinions and interaction.
Yeah, I don't think the radio station cares if you and I are popular on our own social media platforms. They don't care if I'm popular on my Twitter account.
Good. That's a good thing.
Right?
Yeah. I don't need them to all care about me.
Yeah, because they don't own our Twitter accounts.
That is true.
And they can't they can monetize the FAN one.
That is very true.
So they need to be able to take stuff that we're doing on FAN.
And make money from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle Harry checking in, Jerry. Do you ever go back and listen to old podcasts? I've been listening to old post-game podcasts, and it's funny to see what's changed and what's exactly the same. You sometimes go back and listen.
Yeah, I haven't since the summer. I would say somewhere around June or July, I downloaded like 9 or 10 from our first month. Remember I came in, I told you how terrible I thought they were?
Yes.
Especially like the first 2 or 3 weeks of them. I thought they were really awful, actually. They were bad. And then there was where we kind of, I think, hit our groove with a lot of goofy stuff. And now it's almost more of a mature type of I know we still do dumb stories, but I think it's more of a mature type of podcast.
We're growing, Jerry.
Well, I mean, yesterday's was about, right? Wasn't it about finances and cars? And
yes.
You know, those are things that, you know, that's a little bit more of a mature take, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do listen to old ones from time to time. I'd love to know what he says has changed, like what his take would be on what's so different and what remains the same.
Well, that's a good one.
I would love to know what he would have said.
Maybe he'll hear this and respond to us.
Yeah, and you can, and I'm not, this is well known, you can DM Al your answer because yes, he will see it.
I will see it.
Yeah.
AB asks,
Antonio Brown checking in?
Different AB.
Oh.
After Eddie Scazzeri retires, do you think he will occasionally stop by / fill in?
No.
Similar to Minko?
Nope. No. I don't think we'll ever hear from him again.
I don't either.
A text from time to time. That's it. He is not coming to fill in.
He is not.
No.
Once he's done.
And even Minko doesn't anymore,
he's done.
Really. I mean, there's been a couple of times where he's been called to see if he wanted to do it for nostalgia reasons. But Minko's not calling up looking for shifts.
No.
He's not. He's moved on. And Eddie is, once Eddie's gone, Eddie's gone.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Eddie eventually even wants to move from the area.
He does.
So.
He does. I think Maine, right?
Somewhere in
New Hampshire or something.
Somewhere where it's the weather, he said.
It's colder.
If I can only get worse weather than here, that's where I really want to go.
Hey, different strokes. I met a guy in the store yesterday, very much like Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
He's 70, did not look 70 at all, only because he was very chatty. And his thing is skiing. And think of this, he's 70, he still snowboards. And he wants to get somewhere. It's kind of like me and my kids, we talk about, we love to be in an environment where you can play golf in warm weather for 8 or 9, 10 months out of the year, as opposed to like 6. He wants to go somewhere where he can ski and snowboard for 8 months out of the year. That's Eddie.
Yep.
You know, and that's great. If that's what you want to do, go for it.
Go for
it,
Eddie.
Ain't for me, but if it's for you, that's awesome.
Me neither. I want it not colder than it is here.
I'm with you.
Steve asks, if you and Jerry were losing your jobs, would you shop your show together to other stations or each go off on your own?
So we get fired the same day?
Yeah.
I would love to do something more than the hour. I've said that to you before. I don't know where that is, though.
Exactly. Shop it where?
I don't know.
You'd probably have to shop it as a podcast.
Yeah, to a podcast company.
Yeah, and I think we would be able to say we've been doing this for 11 years.
Yep.
Versus I just started this podcast.
For sure.
We were doing a radio show, now we'll make it a podcast. I do think that could be valuable to somebody, but who knows?
The problem to me would be, and you tell me if you agree or not.
Yes.
I think while we have got a great core of listeners, and we do, so everybody out there that listens is pretty consistent, and we appreciate all of you. It hasn't grown.
Right.
It just leveled off at a number that I don't think would be very attractive to a podcast company.
Hmm.
Just my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, they might have a vision, had they heard us and they liked us, to where they can market us differently.
Right.
We do no marketing. We do no publicity at all. So that could be part of it. I don't know if I was the podcast company, I think my first thing would, wow, you guys have been doing this 10 years? What are your numbers? No, I want to know your listening numbers. You know, those are them. Yeah, get out.
Get out, loser.
Waste my time with this meeting. But there's also value in the 10 years and the core of listeners we have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that Barstool does a great job with podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got to that platform, sure, that's different. If you went to
listeners, you're so,
yeah,
right,
different listeners, right? You're reaching different people that don't even know you exist.
Yeah.
And that's would be key. So if you went to a company that would promote your podcast on another podcast, that's really the only way to. And this company tries to do that in putting this podcast in other people's feed, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know. I don't like it either as a listener,
like,
to podcasts.
G said the other day bothered me.
Yeah, that they took our podcast and put it in the Boomer and Geo feed as a way to expose the Boomer and Geo people to us.
Man, if you haven't been exposed to us over the last 18 years, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but that seems like a bait and switch to me.
What it is it gets, because of all the podcasts that I listen to, the only one that does that where they put other podcasts in their feed is Bill Maher.
Okay.
But he owns this podcast company, and he started gave other people podcasts. So he's dropping their podcast. And it doesn't happen a lot.
Okay.
But it happens occasionally.
Fair enough.
I don't like it as someone who consumes podcasts, but I do think it is one way to market a podcast to people.
You sold me.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Tom Brucato asks, what current band or singer is someone you are still interested taking the time and spending the money on to see in concert?
Good question. You can answer first. I think about that.
I would still say, for me, Bruce Springsteen is still somebody who's worth, I know I'm going to get a
great show. Yeah.
I think, going old man here, I still think John Mellencamp for me is somebody that I would pay good money to go see, because he's got a lot of great songs and I think he still gives a really good effort.
Okay. I've seen Bush twice. That's going to be a drop, Eddie. They are really good. And both times I saw them, the show was phenomenal. I've never seen Gavin Rossdale do a solo show, and I know he's done that, but the band I've seen twice, really good. I would have no problem paying for that. Ironically enough, Linkin Park is my favorite band. I've never, or the Chili Peppers, 1A, 1 and 1A. I've never seen Linkin Park, and every time I watch them on YouTube, the shows get better and better, especially with this new singer. I think she's awesome. Chili Peppers, I've seen 4 or 5 times. I would pay to see them because that energy, even though they're like almost 60 now, they are still running around the stage. So I would say those guys. Have fun with that, Eddie.
I think there's also some, like, there are some venues that are less expensive to go to.
True.
Stone Pony, by me, mm-hmm. the Wonder Bar, yep. the place in Red Bank, Count Basie.
Yep.
That I would pay money to go see people that I might not pay huge money to go see because it's in a venue I like and it's more reasonably priced.
Sure. I could see that.
Yeah.
And plus, you like that place in Eatontown.
The Monmouth College.
Monmouth University.
There, the Pollock Theater. Yep.
There you go.
All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. This one we get a lot. This is this name is going to be, I'm going to not do a great job with it. Dionysios Zervos.
Okay.
Best piece of advice you would give someone who wants to work in sports or play-by-play? I'm kind of stuck between choosing television production and actually being a talent. You would answer this one good, Jerry.
I can't,
Jerry. Who wants to be? How do you get into the play-by-play?
I have a 21-year-old son who's trying to get into is contemplating trying to do this for a living. And I tell you what I tell him: the business is rapidly changing. If I was going to tell someone that wanted to get into the sports or sports media world now, I think I would tell them to start trying to get a job with a team or a league, more so than a radio station or a newspaper, which are going by the boards. The YouTube thing is interesting, but I don't even know how you get an audience anymore. In terms of play-by-play, I mean, we talk about it all. So here's a good example. If you notice this, when we were watching the Bucks documentary, did you notice some of the play-by-play announcers from the 90s?
Yeah, they're all
like,
still there.
These are so, like a young Kevin Harlan was calling Bucks games in the mid-90s, which blew me away. I didn't realize he's been doing it so long. Obviously, Summerall and Madden we heard of. There was also the other guy from, oh my God, he just retired. And I'm blanking out on his name. But point is, he just retired.
Yeah.
Like, these jobs are so much fun. You got to kick us out. You know, like, I've been doing it for 10 years Columbia. This is 10 years Rutgers. 20 years I've been doing play-by-play. Compass Media Networks has been the last 15 of my life. And they're going to have to fire me. Like, they pay me to call NFL games. Why would I give that up?
Yeah.
So they're hard jobs to get. And I would tell you, meet a lot of people, because if you don't and you don't know someone, it's really hard to break through.
Yeah, I think the only thing I would tell people now is, and you got to have, you have to have a few years where you can do this for free, is I would, if I was starting today and wanted to be in sports, I would do a YouTube show, specific, making it very specific.
A niche show.
Like I'm going to do either, I'm going to be the Knicks guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm going to be New York sports guy. So just the New York things.
And you got to outlast everybody.
You got to outlast everybody, and you have to do it all the time, even though no one's watching, and hope that one of them
pops.
One of them pops, and then you get another one to pop. And but you have to. And listen, you and I have these jobs now because we outlasted people that couldn't afford to make the money we were making, right? So somewhere
yeah, I was
along,
making 20 grand when I started.
And your friends were probably making not 20 grand.
70, 80, 90,000. Sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So there were people along the way that you worked with that dropped out because the money was so terrible.
That's true.
And outlasting and hanging in there in hopes that you get a break, and we each did, that's part of it. A lot of people drop out because their life circumstances are such that they can't hang in there making 20 grand.
It's true.
You know?
It's very true. And you got to get lucky. You know, if Joni Chin doesn't leave the Mike and the Mad Dog show, which no one expected, I don't join that show, therefore be around the newsroom when they needed an overnight weekend sports anchor, when I just happened to be there, and I mentioned Eric Spitz, I was doing some sports anchoring at 106.3, believe it or not. I was trying to do more air stuff so I could build up some sort of a resume, and I hand him that. He liked it and gave me a shot. If Joni doesn't quit that job, I'm probably going to, I don't even know. I don't know what I would have done. And then the other one with play-by-play, and I thanked him for this in the email. So Rich Ackerman worked his last shift here last night and sent me, which I showed Al, a really nice email about the last 28 years I've known him. And one of the things I replied with was, you know, Rich Ackerman is the reason why I got into play-by-play, because there was an opportunity at Columbia that they wanted him for, and he couldn't do it, and he recommended me. And I, at that point, had only done basketball, and it was a football and basketball job. And I told Rich, thanks, but I've never done football. And he was the one that pushed me and said, if you can do basketball, you can do football. Just take the meeting. Took the meeting, and Barry and Alex, the guys at Columbia, we hit it off. And if not for Rich, A, suggesting me, B, pushing me, you know, so you need to meet people, and you got to be in the right, unfortunately, the right place at the right time sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of things have to happen.
For sure.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Go Low checks in. Why are there so few Geo drops? I've noticed even when Craig was with Boomer, you would rarely hear a Craig drop. Same on the Howard Stern show. Very few Howard drops. Does it have something to do with that person being the main host?
That's a question for Eddie. I don't know.
I believe that is the case. So I believe that both Craig and Boomer probably, both Craig and Greg probably talk more than Boomer.
Oh, right? For sure.
Okay. Those two guys also are guys that will poke fun of themselves, right? So they'll say ridiculous things, da da da. In the beginning, it was funny because Boomer was Boomer. And it was funny to hear Boomer say, I have swollen testicles. That's funny. If Craig or Greg said, I have swollen testicles, okay. It's not as funny because,
of course,
they're just saying, they say lots of
right
crazy funny things. But Boomer didn't, right? So I think that's why the Boomer drops are fun. Just like on Howard, it's the Robin drops. Robin right. saying ridiculous
of course.
Things, you know. And then I think Eddie also takes things, so he'll be, so for you, all your drops have to do with your philosophy of everybody sucks, everyone's dying, da da da, right? So you're he's categorized you.
True.
So that's where your drops fit in. I'm categorized as
hating everything,
or my penis, my this, you know, those things. So, I think that's why.
All right, that's fair.
It's also I think it's difficult as a listener, and this was one thing that
I know what you're going to say, and I agree with you
that we got. Yeah. So and I noticed it a lot listening to the afternoon show with Tommy on the things. If Gio is talking a lot or Boomer is talking a lot and you play one of their drops, it's very hard
Can't
and confusing
yeah.
to know whether it's a drop or they're saying it. And sometimes it doesn't make sense.
It happened to me here with our show. I was washing my hands in the bathroom a couple of days ago. There was a drop of Boomer while Boomer was talking.
Yeah.
And I honestly had no idea if that was real or not real. And then Boomer said something like, oh, he's at it again.
Yes.
It's the only way I was able to figure it out.
Yeah.
It is confusing.
Yeah. And Tommy does it with Tiki.
Yes.
And that was the one thing, like, on Howard's show. If they're playing a Howard drop, it is very clear it's a drop.
Right.
So I think that, but it clearly works. So
yeah,
I don't think that matters to people. Let me get a couple more in here, Jerry, before I go. Let's see.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Craig Carton sent a bunch in.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah,
the real Craig?
The real Craig. We'll do them quickly.
Okay.
One, why does Jerry keep texting me and not calling?
Well, he once said, and I got to find this, men don't call men. That was something on the show.
That was said.
He did say.
Okay.
Two, I don't like phone calls.
Okay.
So I don't like talking to anybody on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is.
Why does your show talk so much golf when you are all no good at it?
Well, no one's any good at it except the pros.
Is Jerry the reason Rutgers stinks?
What is this?
What are the cool games for this weekend? Well, we do that tomorrow.
We haven't looked yet.
Does Whimsy like peanut butter? I think all dogs like peanut butter.
Do you put it on your penis?
Do you ever talk to yourself out loud?
Not really. No, I don't. Do you? You're not answering any of these.
Why don't you carpool to work together anymore?
I offered that.
Yeah, I have to get home
with
the dog. And does Boomer know either of your middle names?
No chance.
Yeah, no chance. No chance.
No way. Does he?
No. Exactly. I don't know your middle name.
Well, hint, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one?
Nope.
And then one more, because this guy asked, and he's very muscular, Jerry. And
muscular.
And then I asked for a clarification, and he gave it to me. He's saying, and this is a question I had when he says, if listeners tune into the radio show for your takes and your personality and your takes on sports, local sports, does having a podcast and where you're putting similar or even stronger opinions out there ruin your radio show.
I would think if you're putting stronger opinions out on the podcast than you are on the radio show, it lessens your radio show.
I asked for specifics, and he said, for example, the Rico Bronya podcast. I feel like the Rico Bronya one is immediate reaction, right? A lot of times.
A lot of times, yes. He will give a reaction in the car, leaving a game, right after a game, yes.
And then other times, it's a more in-depth discussion. Because here's the and I did think it was weird when Evan first had a Mets podcast. It didn't make sense to me. It makes sense to me now.
Well, it's working.
Yeah, and it makes sense to have a podcast, a successful podcast, and he has a successful podcast.
Yes.
We're in an area with two teams in every sport.
Yep.
Evan, when you talk about the Mets for an hour straight, it turns people off. Yeah, a lot of Yankee fans don't care. If you have a Mets podcast, you can talk all about the Mets, just like if Evan did a Nets podcast.
Yeah.
He would have people that really love the Nets.
You'd be surprised. There's a Net podcast that just, I think they stopped about 6 months ago, but it actually had listeners, not 10, like thousands of people would listen to it.
Yeah.
Because it was the only place you could really go for Nets basketball. We said, we were on a promo here. We call to talk about the Nets. Really? No one's picking up that phone.
If someone called me, I'd be like, we're not talking about the Nets.
Right. But if you did a podcast on them, you'd get all your Net reaction and conversation.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to be doing, is this a good time to announce that I'll be doing the Jason Kidd
podcast
starting in January?
Wouldn't you have to pick a more ridiculous player?
I suppose I could pick a more ridiculous player. I mean,
in order to name your podcast after
The Kerry Kittles. Not that he was a good player. Wasn't a ridiculous
Bradley, a Rico Bronya type player.
Yeah. Oh, so I got to pick a Net.
Yeah.
That's got to be from like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah. Who wasn't very good, but people knew him you still know him.
That's a good idea.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Friday.
The Lucius Harris
podcast.
Yes.
That I like.
I like it. By the way, for the podcast listeners,
yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
and I will see you on the other side when I complete about 14 straight days of work.
All right then, podcast people. See
ya! And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. And save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.